Bite Size Virtue is a production of Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug and the Ultima Codex, a twice yearly examination of the eight virtues of Ultima and how these map and compare to real world virtues and philosophical systems. Well, welcome back to another episode of A Bite-Sized Virtue. This is episode 2 of season 11. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, our seasons work a little bit differently in that we follow... There's two seasons of Bite-Sized Virtue every year. So the even-numbered seasons tend to follow Lent and Easter in the Catholic liturgical calendar. And then the odd-numbered seasons tend to follow Advent and Christmas, again, in the Catholic liturgical calendar. And every year... in these episodes, we try to unpack the eight virtues a little bit, look at them in the context of real-world virtues, real-world philosophy, and, you know, just hopefully kind of get into a more reflective mood as we approach these key points during the year. We talked a little bit last episode, if you haven't listened to last episode, go and give that a listen and come back, about the idea of virtue being something that has to kind of be purposeful. Actually, we talked about the idea of virtue as a habitual disposition to doing good acts, which are consonant with right reason. That's the definition that I kind of arrived at the end of the episode. And because it's habitual, because a virtue is ideally habitual, it's supposed to be something that we pour out on others unbidden and unprompted, right? It's core to our being. And to do that as best we can is something that we should be aware of. Aware of the particular habits that our virtues have at their core. Aware of... opportunities that could present themselves during the day for us to exercise those virtues and approach every day with sort of this prepared readiness to do these things. So today I just wanted to give you kind of in the run-up to Christmas, we're producing this at the very last minute, so it's probably going to be a shorter episode. Just wanted to give a little example of what that could look like, right? So let's think about something like, you know, the virtue of sacrifice. And generally speaking, you know, when we think about sacrifice in the context of Ultima, leaving aside, like, you know, the really big sacrifice, sacrificing your life for a cause or things like that, a lot of the way Ultima looks at sacrifice is, you know, you're giving up something of yourself to benefit another. And an obvious example of where we can do this, especially right now, because there's a lot of people who are suffering right now. There's a lot of people who are out of work. They've lost their jobs. They've lost maybe even their homes. There's a lot of people suffering right now as a result of, you know, the pandemic and the lockdowns and all of the things that have taken place in 2020. It's been a pretty crazy year, and a lot of people have been really, really negatively impacted by that. My family's been fortunate. We haven't really actually suffered too much impact at all, apart from, like, you know, schools being closed at different points during the year. But my wife's still working, I'm still working, so we're very fortunate in that respect. And one of the things that we believe is that, you know, out of the surplus that we have, you know, we should really be using that as much as possible to benefit those who have less, who benefit those who don't have enough. And so one thing that we did a couple of weeks ago, actually about a month ago now, was we put together, and I mean, there's lots of things, you know, I don't want to get into, you know, everything that we do. Because we try to help out as much as we can. But one thing that we decided to do, something we hadn't been doing before, sort of a new thing that we took on kind of as Advent started, was we put together these bags of, well, there's a whole bunch of things in them. There's, you know, like energy bars and other snacks. There's water. There's gift cards. There's a few other things that, and they're all just like in these big Ziploc bags. And we have a big box of them under a chair in our front entryway, and then we keep a few of them in each of our vehicles. You know, my wife has the car that she uses to commute to work, and then we also have the family vehicle. And so we keep a few of these bags in each of the vehicles. And the idea is that, you know, it's not unusual, especially, you know, for my wife driving into the city and into the inner city at that, to see people, you know, on the side of the road asking for money, asking for help, a handout, whatever. And like, the thing is, we never carry cash, or we very rarely carry cash, and especially these days when we're all trying to be contactless, quote-unquote, carrying cash is kind of a... But at the same time, you know, you see these people, and at least we see these people, and we want to do something to help. And we... It's so... it's a strange thing because, you know, like we're aware that the poor and the needy are out there. And yet when we encounter them, we're often caught flat-footed. Like, whoa, what do we do? Well, that's what the bags are for. Because, you know what, I might not have cash in my pocket. I rarely do. I might not have, you know, I might just be caught in that moment. I'm just like, oh gosh, what do I do? Well, now I have an answer. It's like, okay, I don't have cash, but you know what? Here, you probably need a drink of water, especially now it's cold. Like you need water when it's cold. You probably need some food, you know, especially if you're out here asking for money, you probably haven't eaten in a while. Like, so here is water. Here is food. Here's a gift card for like Subway or something like that. It's nice because I don't get caught flat-footed. It's nice because she doesn't get caught flat-footed anymore. There's no longer that sense of, oh, what do I do? There's just that, oh, this person has a need. Here, take this. And that is an example of, you know, what I meant last week when I talked about understanding, you know, a particular habit that your virtue has at their core, right? In our case, you know, we're talking about especially in my wife's case, you know, this core of generosity that sort of really underpins a lot of the good things that she tries to do for people. And of course, we could also relate this to the virtue of sacrifice because, you know, we're trying to give from our surplus to the needs of others. And we want to be prepared for that. And we want to be able to do that and do that well for people in the moment when it happens and not, you know, be caught flat-footed and like, oh, geez, well, what do I do now? So we prepared for that. And we put together this collection of bags full of all kinds of stuff that people are going to need, especially they've been standing out in the cold or the hot sun for a few hours, preparing for virtue, you know, understanding what your virtues are, understanding where you're likely to encounter people who will benefit from your virtues, understanding when you're likely to encounter opportunities to pour out virtue on someone else. And then thinking about times in the past where you've had those opportunities and they haven't gone as well. Maybe you've stumbled. Maybe you haven't been at your best that day. Maybe you've just been caught flat-footed and you didn't know what to do in the moment. Or not that you didn't know what to do, but you knew what to do. You just didn't know quite how to make it happen in the moment. And then, having done that little bit of analysis and self-searching, figuring out a strategy, something you can take with you into your day, that the next time you encounter those opportunities, you'll be ready and you'll just be able to act. So that's the closing reflection for this will be the last bite-sized virtue of 2020. And then, of course, we'll pick up with the rest of the season in 2021. So from myself and from the Ultimate Codex, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I know it's going to probably be a low-key Christmas for most of us. Low-key sort of just Christmas break, holiday break in general for most of us. That's okay. I hope you have a very safe and happy time over the next couple of weeks, that you're able to find opportunities for joy, find opportunities to connect with people, obviously, you know, in ways that won't worsen the pandemic. And that you're just able to take time to, you know, reflect and relax. And I'll see you in 2021. Thanks for listening. And until next time, be virtuous. If you want to join the Ultimate Dragons, you can do so at udic.org, whereat you can choose your very own dragon name. You can also find the Ultimate Dragons on Facebook. We have a Facebook group there. And you can follow at Ultimate Dragons on Twitter or join them on Discord. And if you're feeling really old school, you can even fire up a Telnet client and check out the Wearmount. Hit up the show notes for links to all of these. If you want to participate more directly in the podcast, you can send us an email. Or if you're feeling a little bit braver, leave us a voice message in one of three places: the podcast website, our Facebook page, or on anchor.fm. And you're also welcome to join us on our Discord server to chat with us, to lurk, or even contribute to podcast recordings when they happen. And again, links in the show notes. If you'd like to support Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug, you can do so at patreon.com/ultimacodex, where for as little as a dollar a month, you can get access to episodes the day before they go live to the general public. You'll also get access to behind-the-scenes audio when we have some to share, and possibly other interesting content. But we also welcome your moral support. You can like the Ultima series on Facebook, follow at Ultima Codex on Twitter, or leave the podcast a review on iTunes. And you're also welcome to share our episodes with your friends and social media circles. Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug is a production of the Ultima Codex. You can find show notes online at spamspamspamhumbug.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time, be virtuous.